This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives have submitted a list of witnesses they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. The names included former Vice President Joe Biden's son and the anonymous whistleblower whose allegations triggered the inquiry. In an interview with ABC's This Week, House Intelligence Committee member, Democratic Representative Jackie Speier, says there is no need for the whistleblower to testify.
The whistleblower actually provided a document. He was third hand. We have Colonel Vindman, who was actually on the call, who will be in a position, I think, to testify. And so you have a much more direct person to speak to about the events.
Appearing on the same program, Republican Representative Mac Thornberry says no matter who testifies, he believes the Democrats have mishandled the investigation.
Whatever happens now, there will be a taint to this one-sided, partisan approach to impeachment that is different than has been used before. And so I think there will be intense skepticism about whatever they come up with.
Investigators enter a new phase this week when they begin publicly questioning witnesses after weeks of closed-door testimony. Police fired tear gas and protesters broke windows at a shopping mall Sunday in anti-government demonstrations across Hong Kong. Meanwhile, protesters are calling for a general strike here on Monday as residents demand that police explain the circumstances surrounding the death of a university student who fell one story in a car park shortly after police fired tear gas nearby. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah is calling for an immediate halt to the recount of the presidential vote. He is also criticizing the integrity and legitimacy of the already delayed electoral process. The preliminary results will be released on Thursday. Elections are also being held in Spain today in the country's fourth election in as many years. A leading leftist party pledged to help the incumbent Socialist Party in the hope of staving off a possible right-wing coalition government that could include a far-right party. There's also elections in Romania today. Voters are going to the polls for the country's presidential election. Analysts say incumbent Klaus Iohannis will likely be returned to office in a runoff vote. Turkey's defense ministry says a car bomb has killed at least 8 civilians in northeast Syria today. The latest deaths come as UN monitors report scores of civilians are being killed and wounded in northern and northeastern Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In just the last 5 days, at least 92 civilians have been killed in these two separate battles. The UN Human Rights Office reports most of the deaths have occurred in Syria's northeastern Kurdish-controlled area, which is under assault by the Turkish military. It says 49 people have been victims of airstrikes, ground-based strikes, and summary executions. These have been carried out by opposing Turkish-affiliated armed groups and Kurdish armed groups. It says another 31 civilians have been killed by roadside bombs in populated areas, most likely planted by groups opposing the Turkish military offensive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Cambodia released opposition leader Kham Sukar from house arrest. He was arrested 2 years ago and charged with treason. Sukar's release came a day after self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy arrived in Malaysia in his attempt to return to Cambodia. Australian firefighters raced on Sunday to contain widespread bushfires that have left 3 people dead. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Burnt-out cars and homes gutted beyond recognition. Bushfires in the Australian state of New South Wales have killed 3 people since Friday, when a record number of emergency-level fires were declared in the state. At least 150 homes have been destroyed. Authorities upgraded the forecast for the Greater Sydney region to catastrophic fire danger for Tuesday, the first time the city has been rated at that level since new fire danger ratings were introduced a decade ago. Australia is suffering through one of its worst bushfire seasons, with parts of the country crippled by severe drought.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.